Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Number one in trailers, skid steer attachments, sales service, DOT inspections. They do it all at Midsoda Manufacturing right off I-94 in Avon. And this week, a busy week at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. One of our conversations with Dr. Maren Bozic of the University of Minnesota and discussing everything dairy. And he's got some great insight into dairy pricing, dairy margin protection, that program and more. He had a chance to sit down with Chasm Radio this week at World Dairy Expo.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Indeed, it's not always milk and honey in the dairy world, and I try to be of as much as help as I can. We had a luncheon today sponsored by Edge Dairy Cooperative, and we were discussing the current situation with federal milk marketing orders and some potential challenges that I anticipate over the next decade and some potential ways to address them as well.
You know, Maren, it seems like there's a sense of simplicity is needed in factoring some of these formulas out. Is that putting it too simple, or is that the direction we need to go?
I think that there are some core principles that I hope to see embedded in whatever system we land in the end. One of them is that the value of milk should reflect the value of dairy commodities, dairy products produced with that milk, and that the risk on your milk check should reflect the risk in the dairy products that are made with your milk. What we've seen in 2020 is that many producers in Minnesota and Wisconsin had their milk shipped to a cheese plant, but they bear the border risk of a lower class 4 prices in form of a negative producer price differential. And you know, Joe, every single line on the milk check tells you what you need to do. If you don't like your butterfat test, you change your genetics, change your ration. Same for protein. If you don't like somatic cell count, you know, work on your staff, work on the parlor hygiene. There's only that one little line, producer price differential, that people neither understand nor would they feel empowered to do something about it. And I think that's what needs to change. We're hoping for a milk pricing system that allows for effective hedges, effective risk management by dairy producers, and empowers them so they can work on every line on their milk check if they want to see them improved.
And I think you bring up a good point. Dairy farmers just want, maybe it kind of helps in that direction on what do we need to do, because we'll adapt to make this more beneficial for our operation, but it seems like they're driving in the dark without headlights at times.
That's unfortunately true. That does reflect how they feel. Over the next 10 years, some challenges that we will see is that the benefits of federal orders will shrink even further as fluid milk sales decline and we have more manufacturing milk. So a lot of processors, I believe, in our order, Upper Midwest, will not find it very attractive to keep on pooling to the federal order in as it is today. Especially, they will be very trigger happy, so to speak, to depool when there's a spread between 3 and 4 that would require cheesemakers to essentially subsidize powder makers. And we are now in intense consultations and a deliberation process as a part of a task force in Minnesota. It's Minnesota Milk Producers Association. In Wisconsin, it's Edge Dairy Cooperative. They've asked me to help them organize their thoughts and provide some gradual and some more radical ideas on what can be done with milk pricing so that it is really not that much more complicated than corn. You know, Joe, with corn, you have number 2 yellow CME. Everybody knows what the futures price is, and then you look around and there are elevators and everybody's offering their bases and you figure out what you want to do. And it really doesn't need to be that much more complex with milk. We can have a milk pricing where over the next 12 months, you can go and use DRP or CME to lock in your base, which is 3 or 4, and then your processor can give you the basis on top of that that reflects their particular market outcome, market outlook, commodities they're making, and dairy producers should be able to fully hedge their milk and without any basis risk.
Maren Bozic joining us here on Chasm Radio, and I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I guess the question popped into my head too, and maybe it's not fair, but where is the resistance to change in the scenario coming from? Is there a way to point fingers, not necessarily wanting to, but can we point to what direction maybe that's coming from at all?
Well, I think that the federal orders have been us have been with us for 90 years, and sometimes the devil you know is preferable to the devil you don't. So I think it's prudent that we should be very cautious about change, but I think we should also be bold about it at the same time. And change is never pleasant, but it's often necessary.
Mar, and finally, we want to talk about dairy margin coverage here. And from the farmers who are enrolled and currently enrolled, they can't say enough about the program. It really, I think, was a great fit, even though we've seen changes over the years. And really what we have, I think it's fortunate for the dairy sector.
Dairy margin coverage was even further improved this summer when the price of hay was changed from a blend of ordinary hay and the Supreme hay. Now going forward, and even retroactive, it's all going to be Supreme alfalfa hay. That's going to mean about 20 cents per hundredweight more in payments every month. And yes, we did have a glitch very recent with FSA payments being a little late, but it was really just that, just an administrative glitch. I do anticipate that payments will continue. My forecast for 2022 is that a margin is going to be between 790 and 850 per hundred using the formula in their margin coverage, which means that at current prices for that premium of 15 cents, a farm with the 5 million pounds covered can expect about $60,000 net from the program. And that's certainly a very important contribution to the stability of many family farm incomes.
You know, Mar, and finally, too, I think farmers really just want a fair price and not necessarily have to depend on certain assistance or certain programs. It's just kind of in the status of the world we live in right now.
Indeed. I think that, we are not, as somewhat well put, we are not asking for a handout. We are asking for a handshake. You know, if the milk pricing and the safety net can be designed in such a way to facilitate orderly, gradual, humane changes in dairy industry, I think that would benefit everyone. And we all understand that some consolidation will continue, but I hope for a world in which those that leave dairy, they leave because it's time to retire, not because they are forced out due to cash flow issues.
Dr. Maren Bozek joining us at World Dairy Expo here on CASM Radio this week. A fun week in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll continue to have more coverage here in the days ahead. Also, coverage of this week brought to you by the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, Udder Tech Incorporated, Minnesota Farmers Union, Center Dairy Sock Center, AMPI, Kramer Lumber in Melrose, and Elmdale Mutual Insurance. So World Dairy, yeah, finishing up today in Madison, Wisconsin, and make a day trip and enjoy, and the culmination of the cattle shows and the show in general all taking place in Madison at World Dairy Expo. That's a look at your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. It's brought to you this morning and every week by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon.